Brought to you by Big Comedy Network.
You're listening to Pillow Fight, a comedy and culture podcast hosted by me, Yamini Nambimadam. I've invited a guest or two to come and gossip like we're at a high school slumber party. We'll start off with a little game of Fuck, Marry, Kill, where the choices are buzzworthy moments in pop culture. Then we'll move into a couple rounds of Would You Rather based on world news. From there, we'll finish the night off with some juicy truth or dare. Feel free to grab a friend and play along in this Pillow Fight.
Pillow Fight, Pillow Fight. This year's made of goose.
We got feathers flying everywhere.
Mine's made of goose.
Pillow Fight, Pillow Fight.
This is so fun.
Pillow Fighting.
Why is this so fun?
Pillow Fight.
Today on Pillow Fight, I'm joined by Ben Glover, a.k.a. Black Sam. Ben's a rapper based out of Chicago and South Florida. You can find his album, Yasuke, out on Spotify, and he just dropped a new single, Cabernet, earlier this week. You can keep up with Ben on Twitter at BlackSam954, so that's BLVCKSVM954, and on Instagram at BlackSam, BLVCKSVM. He posts a lot about his music on there and lots of fun food content. On this episode of Pillow Fight, we talk about all things nuggets, explore which fast food chain is J. Cole and which one is No Name, and weirdly, we rhyme a lot?
Fuck. Marry. Kill. Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay, so when I usually have guests on this podcast, I always ask them if there's been anything going on that they want me to incorporate into the games. And when I asked Ben, he said, can we talk about nuggets? So the Fuck, Marry, Kill is nugget themed. So number one, as we're recording this, the NBA Finals are taking place and the Lakers are up two games against the Heat. But right before that, the Denver Nuggets just got taken out of the bubble by the Lakers. They definitely made it far and they're a team to watch. And I'm not personally like a super big basketball connoisseur, but my family always watches and so I like keep up, but I know they've got like Jamal Murray and how do you say his name, Nikola Jokic?
Jokic, I think. Yeah.
So yeah, they're like a team to watch and they're going places. So that's number one. Number two, Burger King is working on vegan nuggets, supposedly. The first vegan nugget offered by a major fast food retailer. I think they're going to start launching in Germany, but will eventually make their way over here. And from what I read, they're supposed to like actually taste like nuggets. So that could be big. And then number three, Travis Scott recently did a partnership with McDonald's where he released a bunch of merch. And one of the things he released was a body pillow that looked like a McNugget. And when it was originally on sale, it was selling for $90. But now on resale websites, it's selling for like upwards of like $500,
$600. Damn.
So
yeah, sounds right.
To recap, the three things are the Denver Nuggets basically like having a big future in front of them, vegan nuggets coming to BK maybe soon, and Travis Scott's high resale value nugget pillow. What would you do?
All right. I got to fuck the chicken nuggets, the Burger King nuggets.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't know how much chicken actually goes into regular Burger King nuggets. So I can't imagine that the vegan nuggets would taste that different.
Yeah.
Because it just can't be that much of a departure from the quality of chicken that they use. But I bet they're also going to be really cheap, you know? So
yeah.
It'd be like a nice little quick $4 or $5. You get your 30 or 40 nuggets.
Yeah.
And you're good to go. You know, just doesn't necessarily have to be a long drawn out thing. It could just be short and sweet. I would try it out. I'm intrigued by the vegan aspect of it, but I definitely got to try those out. Just, expand my palate a little bit.
Yeah.
I would marry the Denver Nuggets because I see a lot of success in their future. Also, that's 15 players on that team. They're all making M's every year. Like that's financial stability. I get courtside seats to every game. Even if I'm not even like rooting for the Nuggets in that particular game, like I get to see all the other players I like every night. Probably get to fly on the PJ with them. They can hoop too. That's a team full of hoopers. So yeah, I would marry the Nuggets. I feel like that'd be a very fun experience. And you can't get bored of like 15 people, right? I would marry the Nuggets for sure. The Denver Nuggets. I got to kill the pillow because while I've benefited from resale culture in the past, I can see what a scourge it is. And the fact that a nugget-shaped pillow costs $600 on like StockX and Grailed is a pretty ridiculous concept.
Yes.
But I'm not surprised, because on Twitter a couple weeks ago, I saw a video of a kid walking up to the McDonald's window and pulling down the sign, like the promotional sign for the Travis Scott meal, and just like sprinting back into his car and driving away. So the Travis hype is crazy. And the hype beasts are already crazy. So it's like the most compounded fast food hype I've probably ever seen in my life. And now it's resulted in $600 body pillows.
I wonder who's buying that. Because it's also, it's not like you can wear them, you know? Like, I get it for clothes, maybe. But that's sitting, are you taking it around? Like, you're hanging out with your friends and you bring around Travis Scott's body pillow? Like, you're Instagramming with it?
Because you get like one flick out of that, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. The fit could change, but the pillow's going to be the same. I guess you could put a fit on the pillow. But
you like bring a date home and like they see Travis Scott pillow.
And it's a crapshoot, man. Like, if they're not a huge Travis fan, they're just not going to get why you have a huge fucking nugget in your bed. It's a weird it's a very weird flex.
Yeah.
Because it's only going to matter to Travis fans, or I guess McDonald's fans. And the marriage of both. So I gotta fuck the pillow, because kill the pillow. I don't know, fuck the nuggets, the vegan nuggets. Kill the pillow, because that's a lot of money to spend for a pillow shaped like a nugget, which I'm interested in at a lower price.
Yeah.
It's not $500. Yeah, yeah. Like,
it's like, also, if we're thinking of this, gay and fuck, marry, kill, I would do exactly the same three things as you. If we're thinking of this as like potential options, you know, I know I've met a lot of people who like value themselves much higher than they're worth. And it's like, you don't want to fuck with those people. Like, they're just going to let you down. And in this situation, like, that's that thing, you know, so that has to be killed. Vegan nuggets, like, I obviously don't have them at fast food retailers, but like, I would eat them a lot growing up. Like, my mom's vegetarian, and so we'd always like eat vegan chicken nuggets, like they're in our house, and they taste really good, though they don't taste that different. So I think I would fuck them too. They're like, they're good, they're like, you know, they're not, you wouldn't base your life around them, but but they're good. And yeah, I'd also marry the Denver Nuggets, because like that's like room for, you know, they're gonna succeed in the future. There's a lot of potential there. There's a lot of options, you know, anything you're in the mood for, you got it. So yeah, I think there's a lot to work with there.
Yeah. Plus the Burger King nuggets are already, it's like eight for a dollar right now. I'm pretty sure that's the last pricing I saw. Eight nuggets for a dollar.
That's a steal.
That's nuts. 20 nuggets for $5 was supposed to be a steal. And now it's 40 nuggets for $5. They're binding, you know, they stick with you for a while too. They keep you full for a minute.
So. Mm-hmm. They do. I actually had never had this. We're talking about Burger King, but I had never had McDonald's until my senior year of high school, actually.
Really?
Ever. It was my first time. It was like, actually, I think it was the summer after my senior year of high school. We were just like driving around in the middle of the night, and it was like the only thing that was open.
Yeah.
And I had like, oh my gosh, I had so many McNuggets. I came home. I wasn't drunk. Like I was completely sober. I had so many McNuggets. I came home and I like vomited for like an hour because I just had stuffed myself with McNuggets. And I think because I had never eaten McDonald's before, as we know, it's not really chicken.
Right.
So I was like, my body was rejecting whatever like foreign object I had put into it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's the risk you run, I guess. Putting that type of food in your body, but it's more about the experience, you know.
Yeah,
like
I think
it's about the whole thing.
Yeah, and it toughened me up, and now I've kind of like built up a tolerance for that. So
right, slight 30 piece, it's nothing.
Yeah,
you know? I could get to about 35 right now without feeling crazy. But you know, I had to build up to it. I had to stay consistent. It's just like anything else. You know, you start off, I can get 10, 15. Yeah. Now I'm off to like, I probably started around 10, and then my body's like, yo, what are you doing? But now I'm at 35, 37. That's the point that my body's like, what are you doing? And that's progress. And
I think
I'll learn something from that.
What's your favorite sauce combo, or like sauces that you would do with nuggets?
Favorite nugget sauce is, it's got to be Chick-fil-A sauce. Like, mm-hmm. the only reason that I went to Chick-fil-A and or got obsessed with Chick-fil-A in high school, I think, was because of the sauce. Like, if they didn't have that, I still think it was pretty mid. And, you know, I don't really go to Chick-fil-A anymore, but sometimes I do go there just to take the sauces. I just I forgot to get sauce in my last order. Could you just throw me like 4 or 5 sauces? And then, you know, it's free sauce.
Yeah.
And I can use them on my other food. And it's clutch. I think that's the best nugget sauce. Chicken sauce.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I like all the basic stuff too, though. Like barbecue sauce, honey mustard, ketchup. I don't know. I'm off the ketchup wave for now for nuggets. I just feel like you can do a lot better when it comes to nuggets. Yeah.
It's basic. I like to make my own sauce by mixing, like, it's like 2 parts barbecue sauce, 1 part ketchup, and like 1/2 part honey mustard all that's together.
Tough. That's real tough. I fuck with that.
That's my nugget sauce. But it looks gross. It looks really disgusting, but it tastes good.
You know, it's not about the presentation because you're already eating nuggets, you know, like what even is a nugget? What part of the chicken does it come from? We don't know. Does it even come from a chicken? That's not always very clear, but you know, that's not the point of nuggets. That's not the point of the sauce either. You just gotta, as long as it tastes good. Yeah. I think you're on something. You're onto something there. I might have to get that recipe from you.
Yeah. Okay. I saw that you have like a bone to pick with In-N-Out.
Oh yeah.
I want to know about it.
Yeah, I just, In-N-Out is, you know, I guess I would like an In-N-Out fans to J. Cole fans in that the In-N-Out itself isn't a bad fast food establishment, but it's been overhyped so crazily that how good it is and how good people think it is just completely warped. Like, I think In-N-Out is mid at best. And that's not bad for a fast food place. Mm-hmm. Fast food not supposed to be elite like that. We're talking about Popeyes. We can get to Popeyes later. Like, the fries, I had the fries, I think, twice. And they were just the most, they just, like, sticks a potato, you know? They just, it's very
the fries plain. Are bad.
And people, like, the moment that I saw that people wouldn't even admit that on the internet, was how I knew that everybody was capping about In-N-Out. Cause you got to be able to critique your favorites, you know? Yeah. You got to be able to say, oh, this is mid. If you can't tell me that those fries are weak, I don't want to hear the rest of your opinions about In-N-Out. Cause I clearly you're not in your right mind.
Those fries are cardboard.
And people are like, oh no, the fries are good. You just got to get them animal style. But like, you have to be able to eat the fry by itself and enjoy it for it to be good. Like, you can't just put a bunch of shit on it and be like, these are crazy.
Yeah, because then it's not about the fries, it's about the sauce.
Right.
And the animal sauce is good, but it's like, it doesn't save those fries at all. I am a big fan of the burgers, but the fries are not it.
I feel you. No, and I think the burgers are cool. It really does remind me of people who try to elevate Cole to this like super intellectual, super woke status, which he's proven time and time again and also admitted personally that he's not that person. It's like, so why is his reputation that, you know, like why is he being put up to this pedestal?
If In-N-Out is J. Cole, which fast food chain is No Name?
Oh, so it has to be somewhere with crazy fries. Might give her Checkers just off the fries. McDonald's maybe?
I like
Checkers fries, they're like they're orange tinted, like they're those like really crispy outside, crispy and exterior orange fries. I don't know like why they're tinted like that, but that's always the sign of like a really good fry.
Flavoring probably or something. I also feel like Checkers feels like In-N-Out is like bougie in a way almost.
Yeah.
You know, and Checkers feels like a little more like grassroots.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Checkers definitely got it out the mud, and In-N-Out got like a bunch of loans from family and friends. Just had crazy bread. I really don't mind In-N-Out. It's more of the In-N-Out stands that bother me. Like, you know, you don't come across Checkers stands on the internet because that'd be ridiculous. Like, nobody stands Checkers. even the fries, though they're really good, nobody stands Checkers fries.
Yeah.
But you can't be on, you can't be talking about how good In-N-Out fries are. Mm-hmm. That's just, that's insane. That's an insane thing to be honest, publicly.
I've never met someone who thinks they're good. Like, I'm from California. I grew up on In-N-Out. We like don't get, I mean, people get fries, but no, mm-hmm. everyone eats them begrudgingly.
I respect that. You know, I respect that it's part of the overall In-N-Out experience.
Yeah.
When I posted that thing on my story with the rankings, the fast food rankings.
Yeah.
And people were responding. A lot more people than I posted on my story respond, oh, In-N-Out's the, mm-hmm. or where is In-N-Out or whatever. And then I was like, yo, what are you talking about? And one, like multiple people were like, yo, the burger slap, the fries slap. And I don't want to out them publicly because mm-hmm. I don't want them like lose followers and stuff. But it was like, it was just a very upsetting experience for me because I knew that it wasn't just one person capping. It was like, so, clearly people actually believe this. Like they've rewired their brains to believe that In-N-Out fries don't taste like cardboard.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it's like a mind over matter type thing, I guess.
It's like a clout instead of, it's like how, yeah. it's like influencers like sponsoring products they don't like and like thinking they,
yeah.
they like them. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Might as well be weight loss lollipops. This is all the same.
Sugar
the same
bear hair.
Yeah. All, you know, yeah. it's a laundry list of things that don't actually work and aren't actually good. But like if somebody gave me a bag, if you gave me like, actually, I don't know if I'll promote that for money. I don't know if I'll promote In-N-Out and their fries for money. Like it had to be a sizable bag. Like we're talking six mm-hmm. figures. If I need to put my good name next to In-N-Out fries,
you'd be set.
I'm going to need at least 500K.
Yeah.
To make an Instagram post about
it. I also think like In-N-Out just doesn't offer that much. Mm-hmm. You know, like they have a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a double-double, which is nothing. It's just an extra patty. Mm-hmm. And they have fries and you can add animal style. They have a secret menu, but it's not that interesting. Like you can do something like protein style, which is like just getting a burger with lettuce, or like you can get a grilled cheese, which is like no patty, but they don't have like anything else to offer. It's just like versions of the same thing. And you kind of have to be sly about it. And they don't have, I also think like they're a Californian based food chain and they don't have like anything for vegetarians, which there's like a ton out here. So I think that's like that they're kind of screwing themselves a little bit there because they're trying to also be like this healthy fast food chain. So
you know what that secret menu sounds like to me?
What?
Sounds lazy. It just sounds uninspired. Like they're just throwing stuff together. Oh, we need something to get our clout up.
Uh-huh.
Grilled cheese. Let's just take the burger off and charge probably a similar price for it.
Yeah.
Lettuce. Just beef patties with lettuce. That's on the secret menu.
Yes.
That's a secret. That's your best kept secret.
It's called a protein style burger.
That's nuts. That's deranged. I don't even, how is that even, who authorized that is my question.
People really are eating them though. Like if you go into an In-N-Out, especially around here, like where I'm from in Orange County, if you walk around into an In-N-Out, you will see multiple people eating just like a patty with two pieces of lettuce on top and below it, maybe like some animal sauce in there. And it's like, obviously everything's flying out because lettuce is not a good holder for a burger.
That's no vehicle for a burger. What? Just walking around eating lettuce buns.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I want to go back to California. If that's the type of thing that I might see on the street, I'd rather just stay in cold ass Chicago during the winter than do that. I could, if I walk past somebody on the street who was just eating a beef patty wrapped in lettuce, I would cross the street. I would walk on the other side.
It's definitely sketchy.
How do we get here? How do we get to that point? I would, if there were a bus going in the opposite direction that I needed to go, but I was about to walk past somebody who was walking past me, I would get on the bus.
See, people, there are like In-N-Out stands here also because, Multiple times in high school. Now when I'm home, I'll go to In-N-Out, like local one near me, which is just like in a shopping plaza. There's nothing special about it. Like it's just an In-N-Out, and see people in like wedding gowns and tuxes, like the night of their wedding, like having In-N-Out together. And I'm like, you are spending this special day here. Okay.
That's a strong marriage though. That's, you know, that's the sign of a strong marriage, because clearly both of them don't have very high standards. So, you know, they're going to be okay with a lot of things. That's all right.
Yeah.
That's good for them.
I like In-N-Out, but I don't think it's wedding night worthy, you know?
Yeah.
But
In-N-Out for a wedding, of all the foods you could have for your wedding, you want In-N-Out.
People get like In-N-Out food trucks to come to their weddings and like events and things like that.
Oh, that's kind of cool though.
In-N-Out is very much like a cultural phenomenon here. So
yeah, you know, maybe if I lived in California, I would think differently about it. I would hope not. I would hope that like my physical location on the planet wouldn't, you know, make me feel that way about those fries any differently than I do now, but you know, maybe it would. I just don't get it, you know. I'm just not a Californian. I gotta just accept that for what it is.
Yeah, it's okay. I always see people coming in from out of town though, going to In-N-Out and like buying an In-N-Out shirt as like their souvenir from California.
You can't catch me out here with one of those.
They're also like really, really religious. I don't know if you know this.
I didn't know
on that. All of their bags and cups and trays and stuff, you turn it over, they have like a Bible verse on them.
Really?
Yes.
This is the first time I've ever heard of that.
They're like subtle, but it's like you finish off your meal, you go to like recycle the little bag it came in, and you're like I don't know, like folding it up so you're not like throwing something crumpled in or whatever. You turn it over and you see like John 3:10 or something, and you're like, okay. I didn't put two and two together for a long time as a kid. Mm-hmm. And then when I got older, I was like, that is a Bible verse. Forever 21's bags also have a Bible verse on the bottom. It's just like, it's a weird like concept, because it's like, I don't imagine anyone who doesn't already like read the Bible is gonna eat that or buy clothes from there. Go home and be like, I bought this. I have to go look up this verse in the Bible now.
You know, I guess they can't do anything like much, like very showy about it, you know, because that would probably cause a lot of backlash. But if the fact that I haven't heard about that or the Forever 21 thing means that they're just very, very sneakily infiltrating big, big fast food and big fast fashion. Was that Forever 21?
Fast fashion.
Yeah. You know, they're doing their thing, because they're keeping it under wraps just enough.
Yeah.
Religious.
Like Chick-fil-A is also that way.
Yeah. And we hear about that because of the shitty things that they do. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if In-N-Out is, I mean, I hope not, but at least that would give me a reason to never eat there.
Yeah.
Again,
it would probably be more socially acceptable if they were bad and you didn't eat there then.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have to tell people, you know, the fries, like I wouldn't have to roast it really. It'd just be like, oh, I can't in good conscience eat there, because that's how I feel now, but for different reasons.
Would you rather? Let's play a game of would you rather.
Okay, so the first one is still nugget related. Right. And then after this question, we no longer are talking about nuggets. The first would you rather is, so would you rather never be able to eat nuggets again or never be able to use social media again? I thought about this because I know you do your like fast food rankings on your Instagram stories, and also like you promote a lot of your music on social media. So I know those are like two important parts of your life. So I want to know which you would, which you would choose.
Nuggets bring me a lot of joy, but they're neither the beginning nor the end of my fast food enjoyment. You know, I'd be okay without nuggets. Like, I still got, I like burgers and fries and all the other stuff. I can still eat tenders. Tenders aren't nuggets.
Yeah.
Fingers, they're not fingers, but they're not nuggets either. I could do without Nuggets.
And you got me on a technicality here.
Yeah, I mean, I read the fine print. That's something you got to know about me. Yeah, I would go no Nuggets because I feel like I've eaten enough Nuggets to last a lifetime already. Like, there have been stretches when I got my wisdom teeth taken out when I was in high school. All I ate was Wendy's nuggets because I got them taken out on one side of my mouth and I could eat on the other side, but I couldn't eat like big things. Yeah, so I ate like chewy 30 things. Nuggets a day. Yeah. I was killing nuggets. And whenever I've been like super broke, I would just, you know, I get Burger King nuggets cause it's 10 for 150.
Yeah.
I can get 30, 40 of those and I'm good for like the day. Not really because I don't want to eat later, but because I like feel pretty shitty. And like, I'm not full, but I know I shouldn't put any other food in there. So
let it digest. Really,
yeah, it's a good deterrent. But yeah, they also like, I don't know, they're very filling, whatever that they use to make those. I've had a good life for nugget eating, you know, and I think
you're okay with retiring now.
Yeah. Like at my ripe age of 23, like I could definitely step away from the nugget game and not feel like I'm missing anything. Like, what are they going to do? Come out. Like, they've already come out with all the types of nuggets, you know?
Yeah.
They got spicy nuggets. They're about to have vegan nuggets. I guess that's about it. But
yeah,
I'm good off the nuggets. What's up?
Do you think they're ever going to do like, or not? I don't think they will ever do this, but do you think these would be good? Like if they did Doritos Locos nuggets?
I think they have the potential, but.
Or like hot Cheeto nuggets.
You know, I know people would like those because there's this weird fascination in American culture with hot Cheetos that I guess it's not even just American culture, but I don't understand it because I think they're all right.
Really?
I just wouldn't eat like the mac and cheese, like the hot Cheeto flavored mac and cheese that I saw on Twitter last week. But you know, to each their own.
I don't think it would go good with mac and cheese because it's like a soft food. Mm-hmm. I think like something crunchy it could be good on.
Like I would try it. If that was a nugget, like I would try it, but it would have to be something like 10 for a dollar that I would want to buy those.
It definitely wouldn't be though. They would, you know, they would hike it up because people.
The hikes, it's the principle of it, you know, because like I would still try it. Yeah, I would still try it.
Think the regular hot Cheetos are fine, whatever. But the ones that are like a hint of limon or whatever, those ones are really good.
I haven't had those before, but I'm gonna check them out.
I got pranked. And in elementary school, when I was in the musical and I was in first grade, was I in first grade? I know, I don't think I was first grade. I think I was in third grade. And there's a sixth grader in the musical and she was like giving me Cheetos and she told me they're regular Cheetos, but they're hot Cheetos. And I ate one and I was like coughing for hours and I had to like, I couldn't go, I was like singing and I couldn't go on. And I got yelled at and that was like my hazing in elementary school theater.
Super villain origin story. I definitely got caught off guard with the hot Cheetos once or twice.
Mm-hmm. Do you like coffees?
I was just about to say, like, I would, if I want something spicy or spicy and sour, like the like the limon ones, I would just eat Takis. And I had a Taki stretch during I think my third year summer, and I haven't really eaten them since because I was eating like a bag a day. And I think my body is like kind of in the same way that like I'd be good without eating another nugget. I think I've eaten all the Takis that I've needed to eat in this lifetime. So
I like Takis too. I think I prefer hot Cheetos, but what I like better than both of them is Trader Joe's makes a version of Takis that I think is like so much better than Takis. Like obviously they're like fancier, you know, they're like from Trader Joe's.
Fancier Takis. I'm gonna see what they got going on. I trust you.
I mean, I would also choose to never eat nuggets again because I don't know. They're definitely not as big a part of my life as they are yours.
Yeah.
I think even if you took out all fast food, I would pick social media.
All fast food or no? Oh, that's, see, I would really have to think about that one.
Yeah.
But I guess it would depend on like what, at what point do I have to give the social media? Like I got to get my bag first, you know, I gotta use it to get where I want to go. And then I'll give up social media.
Once you're successful, you can go off the grid.
Oh yeah. Of course.
Yeah. But
just the nugget, like a strict nugget diet. And nobody will know, cause I'm not going to be, you know, posting about it or anything. I'm just Where's Ben? I'm going to be like Andre 3000. I just kind of pops up playing the flute in different places, but it's just eating nuggets.
You should make some sort of track that is like the sound of nugget munching.
It's on the way. It's on. I'm glad you mentioned that because I've been working on this for a while now. I think that's like the best thing that I've ever made so far.
Uh-huh.
The food project.
I'm excited.
For those of you who don't know, which is all of you, I'm getting a project together of songs that have been inspired by food, kind of in the vein of like an Action Bronson. Each song isn't like directly about food. Like every line isn't about food, but there's a lot of food allusions in there. A lot of my food experiences I rap about, and I'm excited because food is something I'm very passionate about. Good nuggets lines. Got a few good nuggets lines.
You know the Muramasa song, Nuggets?
I do.
I love
and
that
I
song.
Only know that song because I looked up Nuggets on Spotify to see like just what would pop up and just kind of listen through. And when That's I told about... you I was prepping for it, remember I told you I was prepping for the Nuggets? Yeah.
I mean, that's about a different kind of nugget, but there's so many contexts of Nuggets. I didn't think about it really until I was planning this out. Okay, I'm going to do the second Would You Rather. So I don't know if you heard about this, but Demi Lovato and her fiance broke up and he posted like this very horrible Instagram live where he was like crying. It was so bad. It was so poorly acted and he's supposedly paid to act, but it was really, really terrible. And she dropped this like breakup ballad called Still Have Me and it blew up obviously because she's Demi Lovato. But I want to know if you would rather have like infinite artistic success, but like never have a successful relationship ever again, or like only have love for the rest of your life, but like have no talent.
I think I'll pick the first one.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think that would be like having no talent at all. Like, what am I even doing then? You know, like what am I doing every day? I'm probably working like a regular 9-to-5, no shade of 9-to-5s, but that's just it. I guess at that point, if I didn't have anything that I was good at, then I wouldn't care because I'd be like, well, I'm not good at anything, so I'm just going to do something like regular. But like, you're not even good at your hobby? I rap, but I'm not good at rapping?
Yeah, I think that's like you would try, but like you weren't good.
I'm not good at painting. I can't hoop. that's just like, that'd be a very weird existence. I think like the love part is dope. I don't want to undersell that.
But yeah.
At that point, what does the other person even love about you? Like why did they love you? If I'm not even good at anything.
You're fun and nice.
Cause like, and who are they then? Like what type of person falls in love with somebody who's like, who has no discernible skill.
Yeah. See, the thing is, like, I agree with you there, but I think, like, in the past, I have always liked being into people who were, like, didn't have a thing so that I could be, like, the interesting one. And it's not good. It's not, like, fun. Because at a certain point, you're like, oh, my gosh, like, this person is just, like, not, they don't, like, know, they, like, what is going on up there? But it's, like, fun for a sec. But I think the move is to, like, be with someone equally as interesting as you, but sometimes I wonder what like two people who are like both boring who are like together talk about or like do.
I really can't even picture, like, because if you're, I guess it doesn't, if you're boring, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're not passionate, but it probably means that you don't have like too many things that like get you excited, like, or are even excited to talk about, let alone doing. So like, then what do you talk about? What do you do together?
Yeah.
Like, that's so weird to think about. It's weird to think about like two boring people.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not a very boring person. Like I don't always have stuff going on, but you know, I come up with stuff. What do you do all day?
I don't know. You go to work and you come back and you eat dinner and then you go to bed.
for the next 60 years until you kick the bucket.
Yeah, you but have a child. You use the child to like keep you together. Yeah. That's love under capitalism, I guess, but
gotta love it. I mean, if that's you, that's you. You know, if you find fulfillment in that, then that's dope. I can't picture that for me, but you know, for anybody who's in that spot, if it's working for you, it's working for you, I guess. I just don't think it'll work for me.
Yeah, I think I would choose the same thing for you, like as you, with regard to like comedy or whatever, because I think I could still find emotional fulfillment with like if I had like a lot of friends I liked.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I could like raise a child with a family of friends too, or something like that. But I think like I would feel shitty about like someone, I would feel like I didn't deserve love or something if I like didn't bring anything interesting to like the world, you know?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I feel like I'm not going to be happy like living my whole life for like another person if I don't have something to live for myself. So
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Truth or dare?
Truth.
If you could trade places with someone famous for a day, who would it be and what would you do?
If I could trade places with somebody, I think I would trade places with Action Bronson. I mentioned him earlier, he's a rapper who raps about food a lot, because at one point he was a 4-star chef, and then I don't know if he ventured into rapping after that or if he was always rapping, but now he just does a lot of cool stuff. Like he has a YouTube series called Fuck That's Delicious, where he just goes to different spots and all over the place and eats and like talks to the chefs and like just has fun. I think that'd be a really cool way to spend my time.
Yeah.
Just eating for fun and rapping on the side.
Yeah.
Which is like what I do now, but it would be at like a different level. Maybe that wasn't a great answer because that like pretty much mirrors my life. Now.
Your life, but on like a big scale.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be like my life times 100, which would be cool. He goes in there and he cooks with them. Uh-huh. I would know how to cook in this scenario, so I'd be contributing, and then I'd sit there and eat with them and pick the chef's brain, and it would just be a good time. So I'd switch place with Action Bronson just for a day, though.
I'll check that out because I love food media.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's good. It's good. It's funny. Like he's a funny dude. And he gets like really high and just eats. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seems like a cool life. Truth or dare?
I'll do a dare.
Dare, okay. I dare you to talk in your white dude voice for the rest of the segment.
All right. Yo, okay. Got it. Dope. yo, Ben, truth or dare?
You sound like so many people I know. truth. I'll come there soon.
Tell me about the name Black Sam. Like, where does it come from? Like, tell me about it. That's so dope, bro.
Black Sam. I got it from, there was this one day where I was watching Samurai Jack, and I wanted to learn more about Samurai because he was fucking niggas up, and it was, you know, it's a good show. And I started researching Samurai, and then I came across this one dude whose name was Yasuke, and he was this like the first and only Black Samurai like ever, I think. Maybe not ever. I don't know.
That's
if there've
been sick, yo. That's sick.
But he like made his way to Japan in the 16th century, I think, and just became the Black Samurai. And I thought that was, I just thought it was dope. And I wanted a name that kind of like paid homage to him, but I didn't want it to be like Yasuke. Like I didn't want it to be, you know, that straight up. So at first it was Black Sam with A's, with the Sam short for Samurai. But there are like a bunch of other Black Sams on SoundCloud and Spotify, and there was a pirate named Black Sam, and all this, like all these other search results that'll pop up when I looked at Black Sam. And my lawyer was like, yeah, you should think of a name that is unique enough for you to copyright it. So you can like, you know, your trademark it, I should say. So I just switched the A's to V's because I had already changed my rap name a few times and I didn't want to keep throwing people off and like having to rebuild. Because you can't just change it on Spotify. You have to delete your account and rebuild and upload another one. So
a I switched pirate, the A's to yeah. V's. No way. I love the V's, man. They're unique. My laugh like just does not sound like a bro though. Like I got a witchy laugh, yo. So
if I ever heard a white dude say that, that'd be amazing. Got such a witchy laugh. I got such a my bad, dude. I got a witchy laugh. That's crazy.
Okay, you got a truth or dare me now.
All right.
Let's go. Truth.
Have you ever been in a physical fight? And like, what was it like if you have?
I'm trying to think. I don't think I have. Okay, you gotta understand, bro. I'm not built like that, yo. I'm 5'1", you know? Like a lot of guys that could take me. So, no. I have cut a bitch with my words, but not with my body. I hate this. I'm like method acting, yo.
You're so into the role.
Truth or dare?
Yeah. Dare.
Okay. Do you have like means to access Twitter right now?
Yeah.
Did you get on it? Okay. Open up the Twitter app. Go look at the fifth tweet that shows up on your feed.
Okay.
Once you get there, read it. And then I would like love it, bro, if you could like freestyle for 30 seconds based on it.
All right. Let's see.
Read the tweet out to us. Like, we're dying to know, bro.
Why do we wait until the very end of the game to start playing well? You said a 30-second freestyle on this?
Poetic, yeah, I'll time you.
All right. Let me know when to start.
Okay, ready, set, go!
Wait until the end of a game. Not a good idea. Putting all the pieces together looks like IKEA. I never see why we waiting. People be hating. Playing well at the end like Peyton, Manning, Channing, Tatum. Balling like Jason. Pull up with casing. I'm in my station. Talking to somebody, talking like a Caucasian.
Woo! Thank you so much for that, bro. I love that line about IKEA, you know? Like, I love to just, like, build a bed, you know? It's fucking sick.
It's so fucking sick.
Talking to somebody, talking like a Caucasian. That was fucking deep.
If you had any idea how close this sounded to white dudes, who I guess I don't really know, who talk to me about rap, like, this is it. These are those conversations.
These are like white dudes who think you got me. I almost slipped back into Yamini, but I caught myself. These are like white dudes who like think they're like spicy white, like, you know, they think they're like cool and in with like the hip crowd, you know. That's the white they dude. Do. Yeah.
And they call you brother.
Yeah.
With the A at the end, and they say slime, unironically, to describe their white friends.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a whole culture. Something going on here.
Yeah. Yeah, bro, I hear ya.
truth or dare.
Yeah. I'll do another dare. It's gonna be like compounded with this. It's gonna be crazy.
Wait, say your response again. You froze on that.
I said dare.
Dare? Oh, okay. All right. I dare you to keep talking in the voice you're talking in, but all your responses got to rhyme from now on.
Oh my God.
Because this is how they freestyle for me.
I ate some black miso cod. Do they have to rhyme every other sentence or like pairs? I'm feeling defenseless. That did not rhyme. I should pay you a dime. The way I'm freestyling should be a crime. Truth or dare? What's your answer? I care.
Oh, that was tough.
You're putting so much pressure on me. I guess that's the way it should be. Bro, I'm fucking dying. Let's be real. I'm not lying.
I don't know how it keeps getting better. I'll come truth. You know, I want you to save some of these rhymes for later.
Okay, I just thought of one. It's time to have some fun. The person you're most mad at right now, time to hit them with a text. Kapow. In that text, yo, you will say, or no, this is a dare. What am I saying? Okay. The person you dislike the most, to me, I want you to give them a toast, aka describe the person that you hate the most, please. It will not be a boast. Driving me crazy. After this call, I'm gonna have to get lazy. Did any of that make any sense? If it did not, I will compense.
All right, describe the person I hate the most right now. They're very short. He's pink with white fur.
This is not a person. This seems like a cursed one. This is a dog. They sound like a hog. I'll stop talking and you can start. That way, no one has to hear me fart.
This is so much better than I pictured it. he was an orphan. He plays soccer. He wears knockoff Converse. He has a car, but not a license, I don't think.
That's a little sus. He could be doing things very dangerous.
It's crazy. I think at one point he was also flying a plane.
He's flying a plane.
His last name sounds
quite insane.
Yeah. I gotta look up pictures. He had a movie made about him.
Is this Pink Panther?
We're close though. We're closer than human.
I hardly know her. That was lazy of me.
That was the best one.
I probably shouldn't be. There, I just sounded like Yoda. I've never been to South Dakota.
Savar, who among us has, you know? He's a mouse. Yep, he's short. He's a mouse. He plays soccer. He has a car. He wears knockoff Converse.
I feel quite lost. Who could be this mouse that you have tossed?
His last name rhymes with fiddle.
I feel like we're playing a riddle, but I just can't get in the middle.
His first name rhymes with... Let me get our rhymes up real quick. His first name rhymes with... there are no rhymes for this name. Bluert. Bluert's fiddle.
Ah, the mouse you are speaking of is Stuart Little. I eventually solved the riddle. Now you should truth or dare me, and the end of the game, this will be.
That was tough. Okay, truth or dare?
I pick the choice of truth. There's a show in which there's a character named Lucille Bluth.
What's your favorite type of cheese?
I would have to say, if I shouldn't live another day, the kind of cheese I want by my bed, the kind of cheese I would love to give me head, is most likely a sharp cheddar. It can make a lot of things better. If I had to pick a second place, not to rub it in your face, then I would say maybe burrata. What the fuck rhymes with burrata? And scene.
That was unreal. The breathiness of the voice, the vocal fry.
I went away from the white dude for a sec, but I brought him back because he's on my neck.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not too awful at this game. I'm definitely not very lame. Thank you for challenging me, because a lot of people would just let me be. I think it's time to end this talk, but it's been fun. It's been like... Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. Thank you so much for spending your time being a part of Some of Mine. Do you have anything you want to say to the people who are listening to this talk someday?
I got one thing to say related to our last talking point. I don't like the movie Stuart Little because can you imagine how disrespected you would feel if you were an orphan child waiting to get adopted and a family picked a mouse over you?
That is very true. Yeah, very true.
They picked a mouse, right? So that's one thing. They had
I would
mouse.
Be feeling very blue.
So they had a mouse. Not only did they adopt this mouse, they had him starting on the soccer team. The rec league soccer team. There's a kid sitting on the bench getting his minutes stolen from a mouse smaller than the ball. And they put the mouse at central defense. It's the revolving door out there, and he's just eating up all the minutes for what? The worst player on the field by a country mile. And there's able-bodied kids on the sideline just sitting there on their hands with their parents like, oh, when's Johnny going to get in the game? Maybe once this mouse gets taken out. That's all I have.
Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. I am really feeling for those little kitty have-nots. Okay, it's time to say goodbye. If you didn't have fun, then I will cry.
No, I had fun.
That is so good to hear. You hating this was a big fear. I'm so
Are you still
tired
going?
Of talking this way. Once this call ends, I might be stuck here. I'll stay talking like this in a rhyming scheme. My whole family and friends will be like, what do you mean? Okay, I'm making the executive decision to return to myself now. Okay, I'm back. Thanks so much for joining me. That was really fun. I'm really glad to know that I am capable of talking like myself again. I thought I was stuck, but yeah, thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining our pillow fight. See you next time. Pillow Fight is a production by me, Yamini Nambimadam, with music by Greer Baxter. Thanks for listening.
Follow Big Comedy on social media at I Love Big Comedy.